Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. And man, well, here we are smack dab in the middle of dive season, middle of August, and telling you how to save money on your dive adventures. Last week it was Explore Ventures. They're doing some specials for some trips in September. Go to exploreventures.com. Take advantage of these last-minute specials they have going on. Also, Dive Assure, diveassure.com. Go there, diveassure.com/scuba radio. Get the 15% off code on any multi-trip dive accident and travel insurance package, or even a single package. It's a pretty amazing thing going on for the month of August. You need to take advantage of that as you plan your next diving adventure. Which brings me to my first guest of the show today, and that would be Lisa from the History of Diving Museum. Lisa, how are you? And welcome.
Thank you, Greg. We are doing great in the beautiful Florida Keys, having a lot of visitors on a daily basis, seeing a lot of the exhibits which have recently been enhanced and added to, as well as our featured exhibit, the Diving with a Purpose, that focuses on marine archaeological surveys and projects that have been done in the Florida Keys and beyond. So it's an exciting time down here. Thanks for having us on.
Sure. Well, divingmuseum.org is the website to go to and read about all the stuff we're going to talk about here a little bit today. But it's an amazing place to go on your surface interval if you're especially traveling down to the Florida Keys to take advantage of maybe Florida spiny lobster season, which is in full effect right now. But some of the programs coming up, I mean, not only is the museum open, you know, pretty much every day and you go in there and spend a few hours, but you have these special programs, and one's actually coming up this week, right?
Right. Since we have opened in 2005, we've hosted an Immerse Yourself presentation on the third Wednesday of every month. It's free. It's open to the public. Of course, if you're a member, you can call ahead and reserve a seat. And it has a variety of topics. This week, we'll have Dr. Jack Grove, who is a marine biologist and author. He's a specialist when it comes to information on the Galapagos and the Pacific. He's going to be coming in and talking about anchors and atolls and things that he's studied over there. That's at 7 o'clock on Wednesday, the 21st.
Okay.
So he's an engaging speaker, and we're really lucky that he's in town long enough to actually do a program at the History of Diving Museum.
So
that's good for everybody.
That's with the price of admission, or anyone can show up Wednesday and do this?
No, it's free. It's at 7 o'clock, and that's the one day a month that our exhibits are open late, so they could come in early. There's a fee to go into the exhibit. It's just $12. I'm sure if they look online, they might find a coupon. They can do the exhibits first and then come in for the 7 o'clock presentation. And that's always on the third Wednesday of every month. Next week, we'll have Dr. Jack Grove.
Excellent.
So that's exciting.
All right, sounds good. What else is going on the next few weeks?
The week after that, we have historian James Tilghman. He's going to be talking about Taming the Reef, the coastal surveys that were done in the Florida Keys, and kind of that evolution of navigation and lighthouses and how some of the fleets got caught on the shallow reefs and what they did to help navigate around that. And that also complements our Diving with a Purpose exhibit and how some of those early wreckings happened because it was an unfamiliar area and they just didn't know. And we're actually going to do an afternoon dive on Alligator Light to kind of see it.
Oh, okay. Is that a lighthouse down there too, or no?
The Alligator Light is a lighthouse that is out on Alligator Reef. It's a beautiful snorkeling area. Right. Obviously, it's in a shallow reef. And we're just going to go out and see it. It's currently unmanned. And, you know, it's just one of our iconic pieces out here that helped back in the day keeping some of those early navigation ships and fleets off of the wreck.
So you can go learn about it at his little presentation, then you guys are going to dive it. You got to love that.
Yes, and there's a fee for $15 for the presentation. If you're a member, it's free, but it's $15, but that includes the $12 to get into the museum. So it's a donation to the museum. It helps support the speaker coming down and the Dive into History program. And it includes a tour of the museum. So it's a nice way to spend a morning and then join us for an afternoon snorkel or dive on Alligator Reef. It'll be a fun day.
Divingmuseum.org is the website you can go to and get all the information on this stuff as well. What else is going on there? Wasn't there one other thing you wanted to get in there or what?
Yeah, we have a new program. The museum relies a lot on membership, and they start at just $50 for a C.B. Gorman. We do it at different levels of cool dive equipment. So the C.B. Gorman helmet was actually the very first one that launched the Bowers collection, that launched the History of Diving Museum. That's for an individual. It's just $50. A Miller Dunn is the iconic open bottom helmet that was made in Miami and started marine biology, underwater photography, and salvage diving. And that level is for two people. That's $75. But what we're most excited about is the added value that we can offer as a Mark V, which is $150 for a family membership. That and anything above, we just joined the North American Reciprocal Museum Program. Mm. So that means not only can our members come to the museum 362 days a year, they also have access to over 1,000 other arts and cultural institutions in North America. So that's Canada and the United States that participate in this program.
Wow.
That they can have free access to. So for $150, you get a lot supporting the museum as well as the cultural benefit of other institutions.
That is an amazing add-on package. I mean, what family wouldn't want to take advantage of that?
Exactly. And, if you have two adults, two kids, or actually more than that, you know, the kids in the family are all covered under the Mark V. Of course, they get other benefits. All of our members get 15% off on the museum store. They get to call and reserve a seat. They get discounts. If I'm a member and I've got somebody in town, I can purchase their ticket for 25% off of the normal price.
Right.
And of course, when they do the events with us, there's always a member pricing where it's either free or a reduced price to participate in our events. So we're excited and value our members.
Well, there you go. Divingmuseum.org. Once again, you can go to that website, get all the information on the History of Diving Museum down there in Isla Mirada, Florida. It's a cool facility. And we got to get down there. I mean, are you seeing an increased business of, you know, people in between their lobster diving right now since the season just kind of kicked off there, Lisa, or what? What do you think?
We have the scenario of, you know, when it's windy and rough, they can't go out, so they want something to do and they come. But like you said, it's a perfect surface interval. If you're out in the morning and catching those lobsters, come back in, have lunch, and then come hit the diving museum for a nice afternoon stroll, and you still get out before sunset and get that afternoon cocktail on the beach.
That's right. And enjoy the sunset. Yeah, they have amazing sunsets down there in the Florida Keys. Now, have you been doing any lobstering yourself? Any sites you want to share with me or anyone listening right now?
Well, you know, everybody has their secret spot.
Right. Come on.
So I'm not going to disclose my secret spot, but I will tell you that I have enjoyed a grilled lobster since the opening of season.
Okay. All right. So the report is good. They're catching them down there is what you're telling me.
Report is good. We're also seeing the females with the eggs, which, of course, you have to leave.
Right.
And it's good. We appreciate those little females that are out there releasing our next harvest.
Yeah.
It's been a decent year.
They have that giant lobster down there in the Florida Keys. It's right there on US 1. That's just up the road from you, right?
It is right up the road at the Rain Barrel, and it's an iconic place to stop and get your picture taken with the monster lobster.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, is it still on the Gulf side, or did it have a lobster
walk? No, it's still in the Gulf side, okay. Right where it's been right. For the years. Yep.
You know, a few years ago, it kind of started walking back and forth every other year or something. I'm like, what the heck's going on down there? They're having too much fun in the Florida Keys, as they do as divers. And love it, Lisa. Once again, divingmuseum.org. Check it out. Take advantage of all those deals. And Lisa, have a great day. And thanks for being on Scuba Radio.
Thank you, Greg. We really appreciate all those that support the museum, as well as the Florida Department of Cultural Affairs and the Florida Keys and Key West Tourism Development Council. We really appreciate their support.
Absolutely. And we got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving, including someone who's going to join us for Grenada Dive Fest here at the end of September, Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine. He's coming up next. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the Cayman Islands Hall of Fame and the celebration of life of a diving legend.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Power, simplicity, reliability. It's what you demand of your dive computer, and Shearwater delivers. Shearwater evolved out of one tech diver's need for a reliable, easy-to-use rebreather dive computer and quickly became the tech market leader. Now recreational divers have taken notice. The Shearwater Terek is the best, most intuitive, and reliable wristwatch-sized dive computer on the market. Check it out in the entire line at Shearwater.com. Shearwater. Dive computers for demanding divers.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
This is better than porn. It's like porn and Shark Week combined.
He's got no legs to kick it with. And he's got no arms to swim with. But nonetheless, he is a scuba diver man. And he's doing the best he can.
Scuba diver man, doing the best he can.
Scuba diver man,
scuba diver man,
scuba diver man,
scuba diver man.
His brain ain't right, but it's fun.
What are you talking about? My brain's fine. I am Greg the Dive Master, and we got Jerry Beatty on the line.
Take it, Scooby-Doo.
We'll take Jerry Beatty instead of Scooby-Doo. How about that? Jerry Beatty, how are you, buddy? Welcome.
I'm good, Greg. I'm good. Sometimes I don't know if I'm going or coming, and I have to, you know, kind of get the calendar out to find out where I am that day. But other than that, life is really sweet.
Well, there you go. He's actually, we got him back home in his home base of operations there in Texas. And that's a rare occasion for Jerry Beatty because he travels so much. And he's going to be traveling with us. You know, he's always scouring the globe for stories for Dive Training Magazine, but he's going to join us in Grenada for Grenada Dive Fest here in just over a month. I know you're pretty excited about that, right?
Oh, tremendously excited. And Greg, the tourist board there has been so gracious and treating all of us so well. I'm very, very much, you know, grateful for all they've done for us. I guess they're going to put on one heck of a dive fest.
I have no doubt about it. It's been too long since I've been to Grenada, and I think that's the case for you, too. When was the last time you've been to the Spice Island, you figure?
I'd have to go back and look at my calendar, but I know it's been over 3 years, and for me, that's a long time to be gone.
True. I mean, Jerry just travels all over the place, and he's been everywhere. So to find a place that he hadn't been to for a few years is a rarity. But we're going to change that for both of us in Grenada here for Grenada Dive Fest at the end of September. Like, I think we leave on the 28th of September and, you know, go into the beginning of October for Dive Fest. We're going to start in Carriacou. You know, I have some vivid and just amazing pictures from my last visit in Carriacou. Have you ever done the thing where you rub the crab poo all over your body and get like a spa treatment? Have you ever done that, Jerry?
I didn't know about it till now.
Well, there you go.
Wish I didn't have that mental image.
Well, it is an image you can't erase for sure, but we actually have pictures from our last visit.
Oh,
and I've talked about this ad nauseum to CJ, who's gone, and he feels somewhat, you know, disturbed and concerned about what lies ahead. But you know, it is, it's a thing you can do. And they charge like hundreds of dollars for a spa treatment to rub this crab poo, this mud, all over your body and get exfoliated and all this kind of stuff. But it's free. They just give you a bucket of the goo to rub all over yourself, and your skin will be smooth as a baby's butt after you're done.
It still doesn't sound all that great. Try again, Greg.
You know, it's one of those things I think you're going to have to mark off the list. It sounds disturbing, especially one guy to another guy. But I'll tell you, it might be something we got to do on our surface interval. That and some hermit crab racing, you know, cutting open a watermelon and chopping up the little meat chunks with mixed in with some Carriacou booze or rum. They do a lot of crazy stuff on that little island. So
yeah, that little island doesn't get the attention. You know, everybody talks about Grenada, but Carriacou is actually part of Grenada.
Right.
And it has got its own character, very different from Grenada, the mainland.
Last time I was there, Jerry, they told me they had just filmed a Corona beer commercial. So, you know, that one where they take the beer bottle, the Corona beer, and turn it, and like it's turning the TV channel, and then you find yourself on a beach.
Yep.
By a beach chair. They said they filmed that in Carriacou, at one of their many beaches that they have on this cool little island. So that'll give you a visual of what Carriacou is like. It's just beautiful. Turquoise water, white sand beaches, and just beautiful. And then, you know, you got the crab poo mud to rub all over you, too.
So the balancing act.
Right. But obviously, we go there for the diving. But there's things that we can throw in on our surface interval at Carriacou that'll be fun. But, yeah, it's a cool little thing. You know, it's the smaller sister island, less visited island of Grenada. So we're going to kick off Grenada Dive Fest there, and then we're going to head over to the mainland and see our friends Peter and Galinda, you know, Scuba Tech. I mean, all the dive operators there on the Spice Island. That's a beautiful place as well. So I can't wait. It's going to be a great time. Now, you, unfortunately, though, do have to bail a couple days early out of Grenada Dive Fest and go straight back to the States and then to the Cayman Islands. And that is for the Hall of Fame and to celebrate, a dive industry legend. That's what's going to go on that second week of Dive Fest in Grenada, right?
Correct. And I'm very apologetic for leaving early, but when you lose a friend as close as Ron Kipp, who's a historic diving giant, you got to pay your respects. And it turns out the service is going to be on his birthday on the 3rd. So I'm going to be bailing on the 2nd and in Grand Cayman on the 3rd. So we're setting up a fun celebration of life. There's not going to be anything sad about it. And the family has made sure everybody knows that they're going to be drinking scotch.
Mm-hmm.
And come on out And then by coincidence, the next night is the Cayman Islands International Scuba Diving Hall of Fame.
There you go. Yeah, I mean, you know, Ron, it was an amazing guy, first off. We got to talk a little bit about Ron Kipp. He is one of the pioneers of diving in the Caymans. And what was his was Bob Soto's? Was that his thing?
That is correct.
Yeah.
He bought Bob Soto's from Bob Soto and worked with Bob Soto for a long time till he retired completely. And he turned it into the largest dive operation in the world. There was nobody bigger. He was running people through there like crazy when there was nowhere to stay but the Holiday Inn and a little wooden shack called the Surfside.
Mm-hmm.
And so he built it from the ground up.
Ron was always such a generous guy with his time. We'd had him on Scuba Radio several times over the years. But just one of those guys who was a legend in the industry. Everybody knew him because he was very personable and just friendly to anybody. You just walk up to him, start up a conversation, and very animated and just a super guy. Matter of fact, I think, wasn't it Catherine? Just wrote a book with him last year or two, wasn't it? Didn't she
Correct.
Do like a biography with Ron or something? So
Correct.
That's out there. Yeah.
He was jumping from the big blue to the deep blue because mm-hmm. Ron, before he showed up in Cayman, was an IBM guy, which
right.
is known as. And he went down there and bought Bob Soto's. And the book is chapters that are basically the history of the Cayman Islands.
Yeah.
As far as the dive industry is concerned.
Well, he literally started with like $2 million. You know, the old joke goes, how do you make $1 million in the dive industry? You start with two. Well, he literally had it working at IBM, but managed to actually do better than that old saying goes. Ron Kipp, we miss him dearly, but you're going to have a celebration of life with him in the Cayman Islands. And then the Diving Hall of Fame is after that. We're going to talk more about that next with Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine next. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine is my guest right now. Now, he's going to be with me for Grenada Dive Fest here at the end of September. Then he's bailing out a few days early, heading over to the Cayman Islands to celebrate the life of Ron Kipp, followed by the Diving Hall of Fame event that is going on that same weekend, first week of October, there in the Cayman Islands. So what is happening with that exactly, Jerry?
The Hall of Fame has been around for a while now, and I've been lucky enough to be to every one of them but one. And it recognizes some of the big talents in this dive industry from around the world. Four or five big inductees every year, and then they also have honorable mentions for local Caymanians that are doing a lot for the Cayman dive industry. This year, we're going to be honoring Jonathan Bird, Lee Selinsky, Dr. Mohammed Tar, and Hussein Rashid. All have different reasons for being in the Hall of Fame. Everything from photography to running DEMA to hyperbaric medicine. So it's kind of a mixed pot of talent there, and it's going to be great. Lots of media. Everybody wears tuxes or at least a suit.
Right.
Girls dress up, lots of high heels, which is unusual for an island.
True. Well, it's unusual for divers, period. Let's be real.
I've had a few people win that award, like Neil Watson, and just getting him into a pair of shoes was hard enough.
Exactly. I would be there, but I got to finish up things at Grenada Dive Fest. It's definitely on my list. Now, if you go there any other time during the year, is there a Diving Hall of Fame facility there on Grand Cayman now, or are they still working on that?
They're still working on that, but they have come up with a couple options. One of the bigger businesses on the island has offered them a choice of two locations. The board of directors is working with the Department of Tourism to see what can be worked out on that. So hopefully it's coming soon.
Well, there you go. And definitely an event at the bare minimum that you need to pay attention to. And the people that are being inducted should be recognized. We need one of these things for sure. The more the merrier. All right, Jerry, well, I'll let you get back to planning your dive adventures, because you got a lot of planning to do. Airline tickets to purchase and that kind of thing. And we'll talk to you again soon, my friend.
I appreciate it. See you, Greg.
We got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Hello, my name is Tami from Diver Magazine in Japan. You are listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. She said it better than I did. I am Greg the Dive Master, and Jerry Beatty, I know, is very excited to join me in Grenada for Grenada Dive Fest, so I figured, hey, let's get one of these operators from Grenada, from the Spice Island, on Scuba Radio now, which brings me to Phil from Dive Grenada. Phil, welcome. How are you, buddy?
I'm very, very well indeed. Thanks, Greg. Thanks for having me on the radio.
Absolutely. It's been too long since we've been to the Spice Island. Are you ready for us? Has the statute of limitations, is it expired?
Oh, yeah. We're ready for you. Yeah. We always look forward to you coming back and seeing us in the Spice Isle.
Well, I cannot wait. You know, we'll be there the end of September. First week of October is Grenada Dive Fest. And we're going to start in Carriacou, but then we'll head over to the main island on Grenada, which is where you're located, right, Phil?
Indeed. Yeah, we're the most centrally located dive shop in Grenada. We're on the famous Grand Anse Beach, and we're located right down at the Mount Cinnamon Hotel. So very easy to find, right in the central tourism area of Grenada.
There you go. DiveGrenada.com. You can go there and check out their website and find out a little bit more. But tell me about what you've been seeing lately there at some of the dive sites in Grenada, Phil.
Well, actually, it's getting better and better here, Greg. Probably some of your listeners don't know, but last year we increased our wrecks to another two we sunk last year. So we now have more wrecks than anyone now in the Caribbean. And
Oh, obviously, wow.
We have the biggest wreck, the Bianca C. So, yeah, we're very proud that not only do we have some pristine reefs, but we now have, you know, the lion's share of good diving shipwrecks in the Caribbean now. So that's really good for Grenada. And it gives a lot of people a lot of choice on what they want to dive, with over sort of 35 dive sites now here in Grenada. Of late, we're seeing a lot of frogfish. We're seeing a lot of seahorses. I was only saying to somebody, one of my customers this morning, that, one time seeing a frogfish in Grenada was like winning the lottery. My guys went out yesterday morning, in fact, saw five on one of our brand new shipwrecks, the Anina. So, you know, we're really, really hyped about that.
Well, those are kind of like the canary of the underwater world, those and seahorses. Is that
exactly
how you feel about it as well? I mean, you have seahorses in the area there, too?
Oh, God, yeah. And again, that's something that, you know, going back 5, 10 years, we'd see a seahorse once every 3, 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
But pretty much my dive masters out there are coming back every day. And I don't mean that. I mean, every day we're seeing a seahorse or a frogfish. So,
awesome.
You know, our customers are really happy. And also with the increase in the amount of turtle sightings we're seeing, most of our dive sites now, we're seeing turtles as well. And, you know, being in the scuba diving industry, people like to have the wow factors, you know, the seahorses, the turtles, and we certainly give them the wow factor at the moment.
Absolutely. You know, what do you attribute the increase to? Just is the whole dive operations, you know, on the island of Grenada, are they just protecting the resource and you're seeing some things come back, or what do you think?
Well, I think it's like a lot of things in life, Greg. I think it's a multitude of things. One, that we have some really, really good dive operators both here in Grenada and in Carriacou, who I know, even though they're my competitors, I can genuinely say that they all take good care of the reefs and they are careful on what they're doing while they're out there taking the scuba dives. But also, Grenada is now increasing its marine protected areas, and that's having a big influence on areas, and we're about, hopefully, in the next 6 months, the whole Grand Anse area, which is the largest part of our diving area of Grenada, is all going to become a marine protected area. So we suddenly have enforcement and things in place that will ensure its conservation for years to come.
There you go. Now, the Bianca Sea, that's one of the premier dive sites that, you know, have probably been written more about in Grenada than any other site, as far as I'm aware of. And it's a beautiful wreck. I mean, and you know, spotted eagle rays are just like a common occurrence on that particular site. Is that still the one that everybody asks for because it's probably most popular, but there's some other sites that are starting to, more people are starting to take notice?
Yeah.
Or what do you think?
I mean, that's why I use the phrase, Greg, we have it all, because, you know, you'll have divers come who are just wreck heads and just want to dive the metal, which we've got. There are some people who just want to get a tick in the box for the Bianca Sea. And as you said, you know, see the eagle rays, see the big barracudas, see the big older turtles down at that kind of depth, you know, about 130, 140 feet there. But, you know, all the new wrecks are starting to get, you know, the Anina that I told you about, the one that had all the frogfish on, suddenly underneath it, we found nurse sharks underneath. Now, nurse sharks are pretty rare, or were, round on the Caribbean side of the island. They were sort of mainly dominant round on the Atlantic side. So now we're getting a shift where they're starting to migrate round to the Caribbean side of the island. So, you know, we're seeing everything flourish, you know, in the diving product.
Well, you got to love it. Phil from Dive Grenada is our guest. You can check him out, divegrenada.com. So, Phil, tell us about your operation in particular. You're right there centrally located on the main island of Grenada. I mean, you have your own boats, or what type of setup do you guys have?
So we're one of the smaller operations on the island, and that's how our business model works. So we have a maximum of 8 divers that we take, and we call ours a sort of spa stroke boutique kind of dive operation, where we do everything for our customer. So basically, you turn up, we put all your gear together, we carry it all out to the boat just as the boat is in the shallows just outside the dive shop, and then we're centrally located, and it's typically only 10-15 minutes ride out to the dive sites. And you know what we're trying to concentrate on is quality, not quantity. And we're now number one on TripAdvisor here in Grenada, and have been for many years. And this year, we got our 5th certificate of excellence, and now are in the Hall of Fame for, you know, TripAdvisor. So, you know, that gives us some credence, you know, out there in the big wide world, that people are appreciating how we run our business.
Well, you should be proud of that. That's an awesome accomplishment for sure. And I love the way you describe it. Basically, you do all the stuff we don't want to.
Exactly. We noticed over the years, you know, we're getting, and you know, I'm an elderly diver, you know, and I noticed that people don't want to do that. You know, the young kids, some of them want to do that, but you know, we have a lot of mature divers. Majority of our people are come out here are probably 40 plus and that. And, you know, they don't want to be schlepping tanks backwards and forwards and all the rest of it. So, you know, what we do is they just arrive, get the paperwork done. We put all the equipment together, get it all sorted. And when they come back from the dive, you know, a little bit tired, they just walk ashore, have a nice freshwater shower, sit on our balcony. We've got a lovely balcony facing out to sea, nice breeze blowing. And then we get all their kit ashore and strip it all down, rinse it all down, and then they're, you know, they're good to go whenever they want. And because we're located at the Mount Cinnamon Hotel, we have a bar and restaurant adjacent to the dive shop. So people who want to stay for lunch and hang out for the afternoon, that facility is available for all the divers that dive with Dive Grenada.
I love it. I ask this to all the operators, Phil. So, and I know it's putting you on the spot, but I know you have a tendency to be able to get out on the water every now and then in between all this work you have to do. So do you have favorite spot or critter you'd like to go visit there in Grenada, or what?
You know, I go through different stages in my life, and at the moment I'm a little bit into the macro sort of things to find, searching out those little shrimps, those little nudibranchs, and like the mantis shrimps are a little bit elusive. So, you know, I've sort of taken my eye off the bigger stuff at the moment and just keeping that trained eye looking for all those little things. And, you know, things are cropping up that, you know, you never even thought existed, you know, here in Grenada. And, you know, and if you get your eye focused in and just wait your time, then suddenly you'll get really, really good surprise. So, and yeah, and I think because we're seeing a lot more turtles, that makes me a happy man, because I do a lot of rescuing of turtles from the local fishermen here when they get caught in the nets. You know, I'll go and help them out and I'll relocate them. So it's good to see that, you know, the customers are coming back, or even the swimmers off the shore at Dive Grenada are actually seeing. So these turtles that I'm rescuing and releasing, they're hanging around so people can enjoy them in their natural habitat, which is a nice thing to do.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, you got the sculpture park. I believe there's been some new sculptures that have been sunk as part of that whole project, too. Well, that's happened fairly recent, right?
Absolutely. We put some new sculptures in there, which is always great. I started that project with the sculptor back in 2006. So I've got a lot of emotional investment in with that, which is just off the beach at Mount Cinnamon, very shallow. But I've built artificial pyramids, which are about 5 feet tall. And even in the first year, we recruited coral polyps, and they're now growing coral. We've got sponges. We've got about 35 different species of fish. So that's a big reward as well.
We got a lot of stuff to see, evidently, for Grenada Dive Fest here at the end of September. Can't wait to get there and hang out with you there, Phil. Hold me back a beer. Put it on ice.
Oh, absolutely. Maybe two.
Okay. When we're not diving, sure. All right.
Exactly.
Phil, divegrenada.com. Check him out. And thanks so much. We'll talk to you again soon, my friend.
All right. Thanks, Greg, for having us on.
And we got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
As you enjoy another blissful fishing adventure out on the water, it waits, coiled up and ready to strike. Cooler stink. Luckily, there's Blue from Tropical Seas. Blue is the all-natural concentrated deodorizer and cleaner for ice chests and boat lockers. It's a great overall deodorizer and cleaner for your boat as well. Blue helps to remove fish and other sea life odors from plastics, fiberglass, and even works on cleaning rust stains. Just spray on Blue, scrub and rinse with a little water, and you're through. Plus, Blue won't harm the environment or marine life as you wash off your boat and cooler. Blue is the new green, and only available from Tropical Seas. Go to tropicalseas.com/blue and make cooler stink a thing of the past. That's tropicalseas.com/blue. Think blue. It's the new green.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
When it comes to purchasing dive accident and dive travel insurance, Dive Assure is the better choice. It's all they do. You can cover an entire year of dive travel or just a one-week trip on a liveaboard. Pay only for what you need with Dive Assure. Plus, Dive Assure pays directly to service providers, so you'll never have to leave a deposit or provide other guarantees when you need help abroad. Dive Assure is the better choice. Get your quote at DiveAssure.com. That's DiveAssure.com.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, this is Joe, a dive instructor on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2. You are listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
I'm a great bitch.
I'm known for spicing up the briefings by dressing up. And apparently, this guy has dubbed me the Lady Gaga of the Seven Seas. Honestly, I think he's a little jealous. Greg the Dive Master, take it away, fancy boy.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, a.k.a. Fancy Boy, according to Joe. So we'll just leave it at that. We don't need any more explanation. Let's just move on to some more interesting stuff. I got Gabe from Shearwater Research on Scuba Radio right now. Gabriel, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing very well. It's a sunny day here in Vancouver, BC, and I'm enjoying life.
Well, there you go. Well, thanks for joining us, because I wanted to catch up with you a little bit on the Shearwater Terek dive computer that I've been using, thanks to the folks at Shearwater Research. This thing is just phenomenal. It does everything and then some. You know, you threw the kitchen sink into this, and my latest adventure with the Shearwater Terek wrist mount dive computer was on, it was down in South Florida for Bugfest and catching Florida spiny lobster. And this thing performed flawlessly once again, and it was the first time that I used the air integration transmitter thing that this thing works as well. I actually had a whole old transmitter set aside from Oceanic, and this thing synced right up with it, and I was like, how did you guys figure this stuff out? You got different types of equipment talking to each other. You guys are geniuses. I love it.
Yeah, I remember last time we were talking about it, and you didn't know that there was the capability to sync up with transmitters that are marked with an FCC ID of MH8A. Mm-hmm. And yes, that's exactly why we did it this way, because we know there's a lot of transmitters out there under that Federal Commission of Communications ID. And we knew that divers like you could very well have one sitting in the garage and just collecting dust.
Right.
And,
Yeah.
Now just grab it out of that that drawer, put it in a tank in a first stage, and now you have it available.
Right. I couldn't believe it. It definitely was sitting in a bin that I was like, I'm never going to use this again. And all I had to do is replace the battery, and lo and behold, it worked like a charm. And I was like, this is awesome. It was the only thing I didn't have on the Terek was air integration, because I just didn't have their transmitter. But he said, yeah, you can use your old one from Oceanic from back in the day. It probably will work. And sure enough, worked like a charm. I love it. You know, the Shearwater Terek, this wrist mount dive computer, once again, does everything, and we're going to put it through the paces here in a few weeks with Dr. Doug Ebersol when Jerry the Diver Guy, CJ, and myself go do a cavern dive course with him over in the Jenny Springs area. And he's a big proponent of the Shearwater as well, I know. Is there anything that he might be showing me on this Terek that will apply to our cavern diving course, you think, or what? Because you're into that, right, Gabriel?
Well, not into caves. I do some technical diving. I haven't done much cave diving myself.
Well, this is cavern. So it's kind of like
I've done some cavern,
cave diving for wusses. Maybe. We'll go with that, right?
Yeah. Well, some of the things I do know that at times it can be a little bit too bright.
Yeah.
Especially if you're doing some training drills where you have to simulate a loss of light.
Mm-hmm.
It can ruin that exercise because it's so bright that it'll, in a total darkness setting in a cave, not a cavern,
right,
you have illumination coming out of your watch, and you can actually use that light from your watch to complete some of the drills. And
I gotcha. You can
basically
cheat.
Yeah, so you might have to hide the face of the watch.
Right. Well, you can dim it on the fly, which I've done.
Dim it on the fly.
You know, I did a night dive down in South Florida during Bugfest. We did the midnight lobster hunt. I've said this a million times. It's so easy to read. But yeah, I love the idea that I might be able to use it to cheat. You know, on the drills.
Well, your instructor might not like that idea.
Yeah, he'll let it slide. You know Dr. Doug. He's a big fan. You guys made some pretty big news because recently some free divers broke some world records on dives, and they were using the Terek as well for in free diving mode. Is that right?
Well, there was a couple of competitions going on in Roatan, Honduras, and we had a few of the divers competing in there using our Terek, and one of those divers, Natalia Sarkova, she joined a very select group of women from around the world. Very few of them have actually gone below 100 meters just on a breath hold. Wow. So, yeah.
She did it.
She did it. And, yeah, we're so happy for her. She did really good in these competitions in Raw 10.
That is awesome. Well, you know, I mean, 300 meters, that's crazy. Over 300 feet on a breath hold. And you got your Shearwater computer because, you know, when they're free diving that much back and forth, I mean, they actually can get bent and stuff. And
free divers can get bent, but the Terek does not have an algorithm to help you out, figure out whether you are going to get bent or have to do a decompression stop or something like that. There are no tested human trials for decompression sickness in free divers, so we do not offer that.
You don't offer that, but they use it as a timing device to make sure they're staying within their personal
depth
limits.
Device, timing device. Mm-hmm. There's a series of alarms at different stages of their dive that they need to have and be notified without them breaking their trim or their concentration. So they rely a lot on alarms, some of them audible, some of them vibrational, mm-hmm. and that's the capacity that they use the Terek in.
Well, there you go. And obviously it works for a world record holder. So congrats to you and her on that. And once again, you can go to shearwater.com. Find out everything there is to know about the Shearwater Terek so you can get one on your wrist today. Gabriel, always a pleasure, my friend. We'll catch up again soon.
Thank you much. Always a pleasure to be here and enjoy the company and the banter.
Well, thank you. And we got more of that coming up in hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.